Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
For those of you who are tuning in to us, the liturgy this morning will be the Divine Service Setting 4. It begins on page 203. The opening hymn is 869, "With the Lord Begin Your Task." Then 583, "God Has Spoken by His Prophets." Then for communion, 724, "If God Himself Be For Me." Then 746, "Through Jesus' Blood and Merit." And 621, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence." And the closing hymn, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save." We will begin with the first hymn. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as God, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As an ordained servant of Christ and by his command, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit is on your insert.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, and inwardly digest them, that we may ever embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament lesson is written in the 17th chapter of Ezekiel, beginning at the 22nd verse. Thus says the Lord, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one. And I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches the birds of every sort will rest. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high and make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord, I have spoken, I will do it. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. On your wondrous works I will meditate, and I will declare your greatness. The epistle is written in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning at the 1st verse. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in his body, whether good or evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you. The Holy Gospel is written in the 4th chapter of St. Mark, beginning at the 26th verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts it in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can I compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many other parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord. We will confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Yes, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Even the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the next hymn. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is from the Gospel, from Mark, verses 20, the fourth chapter, verses 26 and 27, and then verses 31 and 32. And Jesus was saying, "The kingdom of God is as if a man scattered seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises day and night, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seed on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." Christ Jesus, dear friends, how many times do you suppose that you have prayed, "Thy kingdom come"? Lots. And how many times of that lots have you prayed those words thoughtlessly? Just rattled them off just about as fast as you can. But if you don't think about the words you're saying and don't mean them, are you actually praying them? I think you know the answer. So now, how many times in your life do you suppose that you have actually prayed, "Thy kingdom come"? I know you probably won't believe this, but many times I've run through the Lord's Prayer and said to nobody in particular and completely thoughtlessly, "Thy kingdom come." Satan does not want you and me praying at all. But if you do pray, he certainly does not want your mind focused on Christ and his word, nor your heart sincere and devoted, or your faith trusting in God's promises. All you have to do is open your eyes to what's going on all around you in this world, and what you see is Satan's kingdom coming, isn't it? There are some horrible wars going on that only seem to threaten to expand. There is violence, shootings, murders, abortions. It seems that mankind is happy to be killing somebody else, doesn't it? Our national debt is astronomical, and credit debt, they say, for many individuals is simply nuts. The political situation is always nasty. Laws seem to be all about how much money lawyers can get, while justice and punishment in some places just don't seem to apply, do they? We have borders that aren't borders at all. And what in the world has been done to God's beautiful gifts of sex, marriage, and family? There is no bodily mystery that has not been exposed. And a lot of it ain't pretty, is it? The human mind is a real cesspool, and human thoughts get mighty perverted, don't they? The kingdom of Satan definitely seems to be strong and healthy. Of course, Satan is a good deceiver, too. Do you think maybe you and I ought to be praying and begging God more often and more sincerely than ever, saying, "Thy kingdom come"? Because without the true God, the one who created everything good for you and everything perfect for you. Without God, things cannot get better. That's the nature of sin, isn't it? It grows. And of course, it grows only evil and wickedness and filth and stupidity, the things I was talking about. And without the perfect life of Jesus Christ, done, lived for you and credited to you by faith, and without the sacrificial death that he died for your sins, you would remain condemned, wouldn't you, to all of the evils and wickedness and filth and stupidity that I was talking about. But the fact is, the truth is, that Jesus Christ has rescued you from the kingdom of darkness. And he has brought you into his kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, for which you pray when you say, "Thy kingdom come." Whenever you start to think that Satan and this wicked world and your own sinful flesh are taking over, remember what Jesus said, that the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. In this first parable, our Lord Jesus states that it is, of course, the nature of seeds. It is the nature of the kingdom of God and God's word that they grow. You can arrange all sorts of conditions so that seeds have the opportunity to grow, but you cannot make them grow. God created the seed, the ground, the water. He makes growth. And everything belongs to God. And he will see that his word accomplishes that for which he sends it. So how does God work? How does God work his wonders to perform? Almost imperceptibly, but constantly, night and day, time passes, growth takes place, and there is nothing quite as powerful as growth, is there? Dandelions push up bubbles through asphalt, and pine nuts crack rocks. First comes the sprout, and then the tiny shoot, and the plant grows. Then come blossoms and little fruit. The growth continues day and night, and the fruit matures. And he says, when it ripens, then comes the harvest. So what? So be patient. Be patient because the Spirit of God who creates faith and makes it grow is working mightily to perform absolute wonders. Being anxious will only frustrate you and disappoint you. Trust God, he can and he will accomplish vastly more than what it seems like to you. That's what Jesus is assuring us in this first parable. And at the end he says, and be ready for the harvest. Start looking at your life now and what you are going through in this world in the light of eternity. The kingdom of God starts now small, but it lasts forever and is huge. In the other parable, Jesus talked about a mustard seed. In Palestine, a grain of mustard seed stood proverbially for the smallest thing possible. So faith as a grain of mustard seed means that it's the smallest conceivable amount of faith. And the mustard seed in Palestine is very different from the plant that you know, In fact, the mustard seed is not the smallest of seeds. In fact, the seed of the cedar tree is smaller. But in the East, it was spoken of. The mustard seed was spoken of as the smallest. And this mustard seed did, in fact, grow into something very much like a tree. In fact, 10 or 12 feet tall. So this parable is no exaggeration. And the birds find the little black seeds of the tree very good for them. And clouds of birds can be seen around the mustard trees. So Jesus is saying, of course, that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed in the growth as it grows into a tree. The kingdom of God starts as the smallest of beginnings, but grows big and strong and fruitful. In the Old Testament, the picture of a great empire is pictured as a large tree. And then the subject nations of that great empire are depicted as birds resting and sheltering and feeding in the branches. We have the example from the Old Testament in Ezekiel about the cedar. Again, Ezekiel says this, "All the birds of the heavens rest in its boughs, and under its branches all the beasts of the field give birth, and all the great nations lived under its shade. So it was beautiful in its greatness, in the length of its branches, for its roots extended to many waters." I think Jesus is telling you to never be daunted by small beginnings. Everything must have a beginning, doesn't it? And everything begins small. At Concordia Academy in St. Paul, the first phrases that we learned in German class was, "Alle Anfang ist schwer." All beginnings are hard. In fact, much of the time, the beginning itself is the hardest part, isn't it? And then as you go along, well, many times you've heard this too. You have to begin somewhere. And you do. And sometimes that you feel you can't do much, or you feel, what's the point? But that's not Christ's attitude. And that better not be your Christian attitude either, should it? And think about this. Where would you be if God had not begun with you? If he had not loved you in spite of how pathetic and sinful and helpless you are, and I am? Where would you and I be if Christ had not given himself to suffering and crucifixion and death as a sacrifice for our sins? What if the first disciples thought that the Roman world was far too corrupt and powerful to change? And where would you and I be if people had not taught us the love of Jesus? What if they hadn't done it? Where would you and I be? You see, that's the point of these two parables Jesus told about the seed that grows imperceptibly, grows constantly and powerfully, and will bring forth fruit abundantly. You know, this one holy Christian and apostolic church which you and I belong to is the single most successful phenomenon that this world has ever seen. Throughout all the ages down to you and me, Almighty God has heard and answered every time any of us prayed, Thy kingdom come. And Jesus has rescued you and me and myriads more from sin and death and Satan and hell. And Jesus Christ has saved all of us from the evils and wickedness and filth and stupidity of Satan himself. And he has actually brought you into the kingdom of God. And you really can't do better than that, can you? Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Would you please rise for prayer, and then we will receive the offering. Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon your servants, Jeff, Dan, and Ben, Lois and Joanne, Mark and Louie, Arlene, Marlis, and Tim, Ruth and Lacey, Bernard, Linda, Mike, and Marlene, Doris, Michael, Carol, and Mark, Alex, Nancy and Sarah, Kara and Erno. Assure them and their families of your great love and faithful mercy. Deliver them from any doubt or temptation and any need. Give them patience in prayer, knowing that you have promised to hear and will answer them. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for our earthly fathers. Continually give us fathers, an enthusiasm in leading our families in righteousness and kindly caring for them. Make each of us good examples of sincere and godly life, and give us a true love and obedience to your word. Bless us and our wives in bringing up our children in your fear and instruction. Strengthen the bonds of our marriages, and give every one of us joy in the precious gift of our families and in the presence of Christ in our homes. Establish each of us firmly in the truth of Christ's redeeming power and love, and an assurance that your kingdom is coming and that it is mighty indeed. Enable us to endure and conquer every storm, trouble, and temptation of this turbulent and wicked world, and remain immovable and unshakable in the saving faith of your word and promise. Help us pass through this world in faith toward you, in communion with the Holy Church, and in loving service one of the other, that we may ever enjoy your heavenly benediction and finally dwell in your kingdom of glory forevermore. We ask all this in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. We will continue with the service of the sacrament on the top of page 208. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you have so freely bestowed upon us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the flesh, and laid on him our sins, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit. You justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by another Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross, and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his holy body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.